We live by faith, not by sight.
2 Corinthians 5:7.
Here's your host, Amy Ailes.
Hello, flyers. Ready for takeoff? You're listening to Fly By Faith, a podcast for teens. I'm your host, Amy Earls, and this is the podcast where I encourage you to fly by faith through stories, prayers, and Bible verses. To fly is to rise above our limited view and see through God's eyes. To fly is to be free. We have a special guest today, Catherine Barger. Catherine is an author of young adult dystopian fiction, and her first book, Fortune's Fall, is a retelling of Nehemiah and Daniel from the Old Testament, and is about a teen girl who can interpret dreams for the American president. But when the president launches a gas attack on Nisa's hometown, Nisa learns along the way that only faith can save her. Catherine's second book in the series, The Exiles, is coming out, I believe it's November of this year, right? Is that right?
Yeah, November 2nd.
November 2nd. Yay! So you can follow Catherine at www.catherinebarger.com. I'll have that link in the show notes. You'll actually be able to see more about her books there. I found Catherine actually on American Christian Fiction Writers list of authors. There's a whole list of names there. And I was excited to see that she wrote fiction based on Bible stories like I did with my book, The Feather Who Crumbled a Wall, which is a retelling of the Battle of Jericho. So Catherine and I hit it off right away. I think back and forth, we had sent about 40 emails, and Catherine finally said, like, you know, I feel like I don't usually connect with people this quickly. And I agreed and asked her if she was an advocate. And she's like, I don't know. It's kind of a rare personality. People who connect with others really quickly. That's one of the things about that personality. So I sent her a link to a personality test. It's called 16personalities.com. You should check it out. It's really fun. But she messaged me back in about 5 minutes and was like, bam, advocate. And so since then, it's been super fun and we've been good friends. And that was about a year ago. So happy friendsiversary.
I didn't realize it had been a whole year already.
I'm pretty sure it was around this time of year. I know, it's crazy how time goes so fast. Mm-hmm. Welcome to Fly By Faith.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. So just in case I didn't say it all, you can tell our listeners more about yourself.
Okay. First of all, it is really weird that you're calling me Catherine right now. We talked about this before the show, but as I told Amy, yes, I go by Catherine, I guess professionally, but everybody calls me Katie. So it feels like you're a teacher right now. So if you want to call me Katie from now on, totally fine, Amy. It might feel a little bit less like I've been called at the principal's office.
Yeah, seriously, that would make me way more comfortable. Thank you.
I know, I saw you cringing every time you saw Catherine. Anyway, I write dystopian fiction, which is kind of a weird thing for me to say because I guess I love to read historical fiction. So when I started writing dystopian, it was just a little bit out of my wheelhouse. And this is something we'll probably talk about in a little bit. That was totally something that God really led me toward and just really poured himself into the entire story. Yeah. So I'm a homeschooling stay-at-home mom. I was an attorney for about 8 years. I worked with persecuted Christians, which was really influential in this story too, actually. But now we are down south and my husband is working a lot and I'm homeschooling our kids and writing when I have the chance to write, which is every chance I get, really.
Yay. I understand how that is too, as a mom, just squeezing in that writing time. Yeah. So I want to know too, why do you write?
The short answer and probably the cliche answer is because God has called me to write. And I think you can agree to that, Amy. I mean, you kind of are born, honestly, with this passion to do something creative and imaginative. And as Christians, God has really, for me and you, kind of made that blossom into these books that we've now written. And I can't really imagine going through life without creativity and imagination as part of my own story. And that has luckily kind of infiltrated into my books.
I love that we can even feel that we can walk into a calling and not just something like, oh, that sounds like it'd be fun, but this is what I was born loving to do. This is what I love to do. And you have that passion and you've been able to use it and continue to use it. What's one important message God's put on your heart? And it could be even lately or the whole year. I know it's been a different year, but what's one thing you can think of?
I love that you asked this question. The most important message that God has put on my heart in general as a Christian, as a writer of Christian fiction, is why can't we talk about God in our books like he's a living, breathing entity? Why can't we? Why is it such a thing to be almost like scared of? People are scared. People don't want to listen or read about him. And the reality for me is he's so ingrained in who I am as a person that I can't not talk about him in my writing. Right. And I want that to be okay. That's the message that's on my heart. I want readers to read about God and not cringe or feel like they're being preached at. I just want them to feel like God is a natural part of the conversation and of life.
Yes. And even while you're saying that too, I'm just thinking how God does want to be present in our lives, that it's not just we're separate from him, but he wants to be a part of every little bit of our lives. And to put that in stories and to even fiction represents the reality of what he wants to do even now. How can I pray for you and your writing?
Really just that I continue to write what God has called me to write and not get caught up in the marketing or the push to get more readers. I know that's important, especially from a publisher's point of view, but the reality for me and many Christian fiction writers is that we are doing this as kind of our life's calling, right? So just to remember that on a regular basis.
I have a verse I'd like to share with you, and it's from Hebrews 11:8 in the New Living Translation. For those of you listening, you may be hearing me read this translation a lot, and it's not because it's the only one I read. I read other translations, but I really liked it for Hebrews 11. Listeners, this verse is for you too. Listen in. It was by faith that Abraham obeyed when God called him to leave home and go to another land that God would give him as his inheritance. He went without knowing where he was going. Katie, my encouragement to you is that in the seasons of feeling like just an exile, maybe just in a place that is different or new, that God knows where you're headed. And there's not just God's provision and blessing for you in that place, but there's also an inheritance from your great Father God. So don't be impatient with the exile seasons. Patience is, it's difficult for all of us, but that stepping out and waiting is sometimes the best place for us to be because there's a dependence on God. Katie, let me pray for you. God, you know where Katie's at right now and where she's going. You know her so well, and you have her best interests in mind. God, I just pray that you would lead her through the wilderness moments and let Katie understand the purpose of each season and trust in you. I pray that her books would even take her surprising places and that she'd find a joy in what you want to reveal about yourself and your goodness in her writing. And that teens would be changed by how you speak through her. And even just what she expressed to her heart, to have this be a ministry and not just a way to publish what the publisher wants next, but just how you want to speak to her, how you want to speak through her, those timely messages that you have for teens today. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Katie, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me. It's always fun chatting with you.
You all have been listening to Fly by Faith with Amy Earls and Katherine Barger. Until next time, onward to.